Brethren in Graysville, St. Helena, California, March 18, 1907. To our brethren in Graysville, the southern field needs many more laborers. This field is an extensive one, which as yet has scarcely been touched. When I hear of perplexities and differences of opinion among our people, I am moved to say, teachers and ministers, there are many cities to be worked. Take your Bibles and our papers and tracts, and make your way to homes where you can educate those who have not an understanding of the truth for this time. Tell what you know to those who are in darkness. Pray as you work, remembering that you are laborers together with God. My heart longs to see the work advance. In Graysville, you have light in regard to the law of the Lord. The angels of God are ready and waiting to go with humble men who, with their Bibles in their hands, will go to those who have not had this light and read to them, "A thus saith the Lord." Those who have the gift of song are needed. The melody of praise is the atmosphere of heaven. Often by the words of sacred songs, the springs of penitence and faith have been unsealed. Song is one of the most effective means of impressing spiritual truth upon the heart. Let little companies of workers go out as the Lord's missionaries and do as Christ commissioned the first disciples to do. Let them go into the different parts of our cities, two and two, and give the Lord's message of warning. Tell the people the story of creation and how at the close of his work, the Lord rested upon and blessed the Sabbath day, setting it apart as a memorial of his work. Church members, young and old, should be educated to go forth to proclaim this last message to the world. If they will go in humility, angels of God will go with them, teaching them to lift up the voice in prayer, how to raise the voice in song, and how to proclaim the gospel message for this time. We have not a moment to lose. In visions of the night, I was given a view of the present situation. One of authority stood in our midst, and as he looked upon teachers and students, he said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. Ministers, canvassers, Bible workers, teachers, students, and workers as yet untrained. The cities in the South need laborers. Take up your responsibilities as teachers of Bible truth. There is an experience for you to gain in the work of winning souls to Christ. Will you work to obtain this experience? Who will take up this work of teaching Bible truth to old and young? Who will carry the message, following Christ's plan of labor? Oh, how my heart would rejoice to see the overplus of our teachers supplying the great lack of evangelists. Many there are in every city who feel the need of gospel shepherds. We need men who will read the truth, practice the truth, and explain the truth. Brethren, Christ calls you. Will you heed his voice? Will you become his messengers? Will you seek the sheep that are lost? Will you teach the word in all humility and earnestness to those who will hear? Young men and women, take up the work to which God calls you. Tell the wondrous story of the cross. Christ will lead you and teach you to use your abilities to good purpose. As you receive the quickening influence of the Holy Spirit and you seek to teach others, your minds will be refreshed and you will be enabled to present words that are new and strangely beautiful to your hearers. Pray and sing and speak the word. The southern field is in great need of workers, and few are willing to offer themselves wholeheartedly to the work that needs most to be done there. Some precious souls have surrendered their will to God and are working for those who are perishing out of Christ, but there is need of more help. Young men, will you not accept this work of teaching Bible truth? Spiritual freedom will come to those who consecrate themselves unreservedly, and the quickening grace of Christ will bring light and peace and joy. The saving influence of truth will sanctify the soul of the receiver. There is a great work to be done. Who will do it? From the light that God has given me, there are many men and women who should now be working as the mouthpieces of God, declaring the truth in its simplicity, giving this last message of warning to the world. The word of the Lord has come to those in Graysville. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Isaiah 60, verse 1.